Thank you, Madam President. Let me begin by assuring you of our full cooperation and support. Sweden fully subscribes to the statement that was just delivered by the European Union. I will therefore limit myself to some additional points in a national capacity. Sweden believes in an approach to disarmament and international security that puts human beings at the center of policy. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons was conceived in a similar spirit. Sweden remains firmly committed to the CCW and its protocol. And Sweden has been proud to take an active part in the setting up of the protocols annexed to the convention and has had the honor of chairing the work in the convention on a few occasions, including the first review conference and more recently as chair of Protocol 5. Let me underline that we look forward to continue working closely with the ICRC as well as with civil society. Sweden attaches great importance to their participation in the CCW meetings and to their valuable contributions to our work. Madam President, we believe that the CCW and its protocols are an effective and flexible means to respond also to future weapons technology and developments. In our view, humans must always be ultimately responsible when it comes to questions of life and death. As states, we have an obligation in accordance with international humanitarian law to assess the legality of new weapons, including, for example, by means of weapons review systems. Sweden fully supports the idea to continue discussions on the issues related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems in 2017, and we will support a decision to create, by this review conference, a governmental group of experts to further examine this issue. Thank you, Madam President.